old man. It was a green old man, green. The old man, Charles. Up, man, Charles. Old man, Tim. Old man, Joe. Now I'm reading. I'm saying old man because they were the showing of old.
Yeah.
And they all wore a beard. Pretty well every one of them wore a long beard.
Yeah.
And this old man picked sign over the street. Old man Ed. But now old man Ed, he was my daddy's backing. And these was in my granddaddy's bracket that I'm and Pickering's that I'm calling out to you.
Yeah.
But there's some of the other zones. Mm-hmm. All of the old man. Mm-hmm. Owns all the old man.
Yeah.
They own all the old. Now I don't mean all of them because they help out all of them. I believe all of the are dead but two.
Is that a Jim Tom?
No. I
met a fella.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know Jim Tom.
He's a pretty interesting fella.
Yes, he is. Jim Tom, his folks, you know, they used to be the big politicians in Miller County.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of livestock did you have on your farm then?
Back at the way on back then?
Yeah.
Nothing but hogs and cows.
Mm-hmm.
And sheep. Now, there were sheep all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a man there and yonder had a bunch of goats.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of sheep.
Yeah. Don't see too many anymore, do you?
No, well, you see these sheep. They played out whenever they began to clear up all this land.
Yeah.
You see, now these sheep was raised like these cows was. These sheep absolutely raised theirselves.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go in the woods and on horses and drive them up in pens, you know, and shear them and turn them back out, shear them and brand them.
Yeah.
And turn them back out, and they wouldn't bother no more till the next shearing time.
Mm-hmm. That was a pretty good life for the sheep, I guess.
It was a pretty good life for the sheep, and for dogs, they was bad after. Dogs were very bad after sheep they killed.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused quite a bit of fusion. The sheep men had poisoned the dogs, you know, and they'd get innocent dogs as well as they'd get the guilty ones.
Mm-hmm.
But sheep man just, he didn't like a dog, don't you see?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on a hog butchering, or did you ever butcher a hog?
Oh, I've been butchering hogs all of my life.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me about that in detail? Everything you did from the time you walked over towards the pen till.
Oh yeah, you see, what you would do. Most of them would they'd get the bell.
Mm-hmm.
Scald, that was scalding bell, get hit down the day before. And of course, long then you had to get out there in the freeze and do that.
Yeah.
Well, they'd pin the hogs, next morning drive them up.
Mm-hmm.
And to start with, they used to have to catch every one of them, knock them in the head, but they got to where they shoot them with these little rifles, you know, you wouldn't have to be jerked around by them, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you ask all as much help as you would need, because see, all of it had to be done by hand, not no machine at all.
Mm-hmm.
You'd ask your neighbors all in, however many had taken, they'd all come in, you'd see them banging the pans, knives.
Mm-hmm.